June 18, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Good news for all. Opening prayer. Father, help me to embrace the light of your truth as I meditate on your word. Read Romans chapter 9, verse 30 through chapter 10, verse 21. Israel's unbelief. What then shall we say? That the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith, but the people of Israel who pursued the law as the way of righteousness have not attained their goal? Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone. As it is written, "See, I lay in Zion a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. And the one who believes in him will never be put to shame." Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. Since they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the culmination of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is, to bring Christ down. Or, 'Who will descend into the deep?' That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, 'Jesus is Lord,' and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, 'Anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame.' For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.' But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, 'Lord, who has believed our message?' Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Of course they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Again I ask, did Israel not understand? First, Moses says, 'I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding.' And Isaiah boldly says, 'I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me.' But concerning Israel, he says, 'All day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people.'" Reflect. How would you sum up the gospel in 25 words? It didn't seem fair. The Gentile believers who didn't follow the law had been made right with God. The Jews who zealously tried to keep the law had failed. What they couldn't get their heads around was that all the law was summed up in Jesus. The rock in Zion, verses 30 through 33, and their failures were dealt with through his one sacrifice. As Paul seeks to explain the meaning of the gospel, he refers to many Old Testament scriptures, showing how faith in God, rather than keeping of the law, has always been the way to righteousness before him. Jesus is the culmination and key. He has died for our sins and also, amazingly, risen from death and ascended into heaven. The good news for all is that we need to believe with our whole selves in the risen Jesus. Salvation comes to all who call on him. How should we respond then? People need to hear the good news of Jesus if they are to believe in him. Jew or Gentile, we need to preach the gospel. Paul warns his Jewish listeners that throughout their history, there were examples of their rejection of God and of his drawing others to himself. As always, he holds out his hands to them and us. Apply. Who could you tell about the good news of Jesus today? Closing prayer. Thank you, Lord God, for the gospel and for what the good news means to me. Help me to express my gratitude in ways that draw others to you.